Best-selling author Davis Miller is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are talking about his new book, Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts. And I have to tell you, just listening to you share this story, it's remarkable to think that a simple knock on the door led to a friendship, it led to this bond, and that's been over 25 years ago. Do you ever think about, Davis, just what the direction your life would have taken if you would have retreated and given into fear and not had the courage to go up to the door and to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I imagine I might be selling cars or vacuum cleaners door to door. I don't know what. Maybe I would have eventually made it as a writer, but it seems less likely. I knew I was writing it at world-class level, but I was writing fiction, and I couldn't sell it. And, I used those tools to write my stories about Ali, and I think that gives them, and about our friendship, and I think that gives them a timelessness and a universality. And I don't know what the heck I'd be doing. I know my life would be vastly different and would be, in some senses, smaller. You know, I'd probably still be living in central North Carolina somewhere, maybe be a salesman or work in a plant. I can't even guess. Instead, I've seen the world. I make maybe less money than anybody I know, because writers usually don't make a lot. But I've had this huge life, and yeah, that's because of Ali, my childhood hero. When I talk about him and I think and reflect on it in this way, I mean, you know, I start tearing up a little bit. I adore him. I mean, this is my unapologetic love story to, I think, one of the most remarkable men who's ever lived.
Muhammad Ali, he obviously had a huge impact on you personally and even professionally. But why do you think, Davis, you had such favor with him? Why do you think he trusted you?
Oh, I don't know. You know, first of all, he's trusted tens of thousands of people, and sometimes that's not served him well. He said to me, though, on that first evening, I mean, within minutes after we met, he said, "You have a good face, kind. I'm getting ready to turn 64 now in January, on January 17th, when Ali turned 74. We share a birthday 10 years apart.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, and I'm still boyish looking, and I'm not particularly cynical, and I'm naive as can be, and maybe some of that plays into it, because Ali's this big kid. You know, he's like this I've got a 3-year-old son named Sam, and Sam on a daily basis reminds me of Ali. You know, that he's this little cosmic brat who'll get into everything, and yet there's something adorable about him. And I think, you know, Ali relates to that. Ali himself, the big kid in him, adores pretty much all children. He's a Pied Piper to children. I've never seen anyone connect kids the way that he does. You know, even now when he's immensely Parkinsonian, he's in the late stages of Parkinson's, kids still flock to him. And I'll go sit in his wheelchair with him, or stand in front of him. He'll throw light punches at them, or do magic tricks for them, where he seems to pull a red silk scarf from an empty hand. He's a good amateur magician, but on another level, as I indicated just a minute ago, tens of thousands of people have known Ali better than I do. But the difference is that I write about him in a way no one else has. He adores people. He needs people. He takes almost anyone into his life and treats them as family. If you went up and knocked on his door right now, he wouldn't treat you any differently than the way he has treated me. If his kids were there, or his grandkids, he'd invite you in to play with them. He'd invite you to have a meal with them. He'd invite you and yours to spend the night in the guest room. He's an extraordinary man.
Best-selling author Davis Miller has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We encourage you to go out and get a copy of the new book, Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts. And this book definitely does not disappoint. As we close out tonight's segment, Davis, is there anything in particular, like a favorite memory or something that you would like to share with our audience?
Well, you know, I really would. You know, I mean, and thank you for asking. There's a passage from Approaching Ali that I think also makes a nice Christmas reading, and I'm trying to reach for a copy of the book now that took place on my 40th birthday and his 50th, where I'd taken my young son Isaac, then 6 years old, to meet my childhood hero, probably hoping that that Isaac would be spared some of the toughness that I'd had as a kid. Mm-hmm. And it was necessary for me, too, not as closure with Ali, but to kind of bring some roundness to our story. And there's about a page and a half here, if you bear with me, that I'd love to read.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Alyssa. Here it goes. In interviews and among friends, I'm often asked what I'll remember most about Ali. Many of my memories are entirely personal and mean nothing to anyone besides me. There is one memory, though, that I believe has resonance for almost everyone. It's 1992, and my six-year-old son Isaac and I are in our old Volvo, getting ready to drive back to North Carolina after a long visit with Ali at his Berrien Springs, Michigan farm. It's snowing, but with little accumulation, just enough to make the asphalt slippery. Ali has escorted us out to the car in bare shirt sleeves and slick-soled shit city shoes. As always, he hugs me, and this time as he does, I recognize that his touch goes through the me, past the me, to the everyone, to the everywhere. I turn the key in the ignition. He closes our doors. There's a video camera in the back seat. I grab it and push the power button. Ali sees the camera and opens Isaac's door, snatching up my son. Mm. For a moment, as he holds Isaac for the camera, there's paramount seriousness about Ali, an intensely conscious profundity in the eyes. He wants me, and through the electronic lens, wants each of us to know that the care he is giving my son, and that he'll afford almost anyone's child, is of the angels. Then he blinks, and as he pulls my son higher, holding him at face level, the moment has passed. This is the next champion. This man will win the crown in 2020. Look at the face. 2020. Just think about it. I will be the manager. I'll be 93, and we will be the greatest of that day, the greatest of all kinds. Ali places my laughing son back in his seat and points at the lens. Watch my feet, he says in the old voice, the thick one, the one of smoke and dreams. He turns his back and takes about 10 shuffling steps. There's a moment when the car engine stops, the wind doesn't move, the air is not cold. Looking over his left shoulder, Ali raises his arms perpendicular to his sides. And then, although I've seen this illusion many, many times, I'm still impressed as the most famous man in the world seemingly rises from the earth once more. That's it. And that applies to a levitation trick he does, an old parlor trick where he seems to levitate 3 or 4 inches off the floor. And after this, we made this video, and my son took it back to his first grade class and showed it. And in it, Ali's also saying, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, all of the old stuff.
Yeah.
And kids erupted from class at the end of class, you know, doing just that. And for days thereafter, they kept telling my son Isaac that they'd seen a man who could fly.
That is incredible.
And that's Ali.
That is incredible. And, of course, there's a wonderful picture of Muhammad Ali and your son Isaac Miller inside the book, and that is absolutely priceless. It's so precious. Davis, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by. What an amazing story. We highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book, Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in 3 Acts. The great Davis Miller has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Happy holidays to you, Davis. We appreciate you coming on, okay?
Thank you, Alyssa. It's been utterly a pleasure.
Thank you. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Alyssa@yahoosportsradio.com.